At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Personality NLP case study for Brandy. Since Brandy has Megashira rising in Gemini as her ascendant, her personality likely reflects a sharp, curious, and emotionally perceptive nature. Gemini gives her a lively mental framework. She probably processes information quickly, asks incisive questions, and adapts easily to change. But with Megashira overlaying this, there's also a quieter, searching quality beneath the surface. Megashira blends curiosity with emotional nuance. Brandy may appear playful and articulate, but she's often feeling out her environment with subtle sensitivity. This gives her a dual rhythm, one part brisk and alert, the other slow and searching. From an NLP perspective, this ascendant suggests a kinesthetic and auditory processing blend. She likely listens for tone, emotional weight, and subtext when interacting, even if she responds with clever or witty surface expression. Her attention direction is self-referencing. She assesses situations based on internal consistency. Does this feel safe? Does this make sense to me? Her action style is reactive in emotionally charged settings, but proactive when intellectually engaged. She moves when mentally inspired or emotionally triggered, often oscillating between planning and spontaneous shifts. In the first house, Brandy has both the Moon in Megashira and Mars in Ardra, a potent combination that intensifies her self-awareness, emotional landscape, and instinctual action. Moon in Megashira deepens her sensitivity and gives her an internal emotional register that is constantly scanning for resonance, rhythm, and emotional coherence. She likely has a refined memory, especially for emotionally significant details, and may internalize more than she shows. This placement makes her emotionally adaptive but also prone to internal fluctuation. She needs to move, mentally or physically, to regulate emotion. NLP-wise, this moon reflects a reactive, kinesthetic style with strong general chunking. She may feel emotional shifts in the broader atmosphere rather than as isolated events. Her decisions are often based on how a situation sits in her body, rather than just logic. Mars in Ardra adds sharpness, decisiveness, and the capacity for emotional intensity. Ardra lends storm energy. Brandy likely has an internal threshold. Once crossed, she may move with fierce clarity, even if she appears calm on the outside. She can be quick to act when deeply stirred, and likely has a no-nonsense side when it comes to cutting through confusion. Mars here supports a proactive action style with specific chunking. She spots what's not working, focuses on the friction point, and acts to change it. She probably processes frustration physically and may need movement or expression to release tension. Together, her ascendant, Moon, and Mars give Brandy a multi-layered presence, intelligent, observant, emotionally attuned, and capable of swift, precise action when needed. She's likely someone who can both read a room and redirect its energy, often using a blend of emotional insight, clever language, and instinctual timing. Underneath her adaptable surface is a highly discerning core that prefers depth, honesty, and intellectual emotional alignment. In the second house, Brandy has Venus and Jupiter in Ashlesha and Mercury in Pushia, creating a deeply layered, emotionally intelligent relationship with speech, values, self-worth, and earned resources. The second house governs how we express what we value through language, wealth, emotional tone, and presence. And with three major planets here, this part of her chart plays a central role in how she interfaces with the world. Venus in Ashla gives her a sensuous, emotionally perceptive voice. Brandy likely speaks with feeling, depth, and subtle persuasion. People may listen to her not just for what she says, but how she says it. Ashlesha adds magnetism and complexity. She may use language not just for clarity, but for emotional movement. She might say little but imply much, or wrap strong opinions in gentle delivery. NLP-wise, Venus here suggests a kinesthetic and matching filter. She likely values familiarity, emotional warmth, and subtle control over tone. She responds to beauty in sound, aesthetics in words, and may express herself best when emotionally safe and internally centered. Jupiter in Ashlesha, sitting close to Venus, amplifies her value system and lends her speech a tone of wisdom and gravity. Brandy probably has strong internal principles and may view language as a tool for teaching, healing, or guiding others. With Jupiter here, her values aren't casual. She speaks from a place of personal ethics, and when she expresses opinions, they often carry depth. NLP-wise, this Jupiter leans toward a general chunking style and auditory digital processing. She sees the larger context behind conversations and may filter what she hears through her belief system. Her communication style likely combines emotional subtlety, Venus, with philosophical intent, Jupiter. Mercury in Pushia adds clarity, emotional steadiness, and protective intelligence to her expression. Pushia is nurturing but firm. Brandy likely communicates with care, but also with conviction. Mercury here refines how she listens and speaks. She may be especially good at picking up on emotional nuance in others' language while keeping her own delivery thoughtful and calm. NLP-wise, this Mercury adds auditory digital and kinesthetic layering. She listens not just for facts, but for tone, intention, and emotional rhythm. Her chunking style here is little. She pays attention to detail, especially in emotionally charged or ethically important exchanges. Together, these placements make Brandy's second house a center of emotional intellectual integration. She's likely articulate, emotionally precise, and values communication that is felt, true, and principled. Whether in personal relationships, teaching roles, or negotiations, she brings an unusual combination of empathy, clarity, and depth to how she values, speaks, and earns. In the third house, Brandy has the Sun in Maga, Rahu in Purva Falguni, and Saturn in Purva Falguni, giving her a powerful and somewhat paradoxical blend of authority, originality, and inner control in how she expresses herself, initiates action, and engages with communication, learning, and personal willpower. The third house governs deliberate effort, skill development, personal expression, and communication style. And this trio makes it a focal point in her chart. The Sun in Maga gives Brandy a regal, self-respecting tone in communication. She likely takes pride in her ideas, and even if she doesn't speak loudly, there's a sense of conviction and identity behind her words. Maga adds a karmic sense of responsibility. Brandy probably feels that when she speaks or initiates action, it must be done with integrity and care. There may be an ancestral or ethical imprint in how she expresses herself, as though she's carrying forward something larger than her personal voice. NLP-wise, the Sun here indicates an internal frame of reference and auditory digital processing. She speaks with weight, filters her communication through her own standards, and likely prefers dialogues that carry purpose, not just exchange. Rahu in Purva Falguni introduces passion, innovation, and a certain performative charm to her communication style. Brandy may sometimes surprise others with sudden bursts of creativity, bold ideas, or expressive flair, especially in one-on-one exchanges or artistic spaces. Purva Falguni adds a Venusian undertone, beauty, magnetism, and comfort, so her self-expression may have a persuasive, emotionally rich quality. NLP-wise, Rahu here brings a strong towards motivation. She's drawn to conversations and skills that elevate, entertain, or emotionally connect. It also introduces general chunking with lateral exploration. She's curious, likes variety, and might enjoy speaking, writing, or performing in ways that blend insight with style. Saturn in Purva Falguni, placed closely with Rahu, brings discipline and self-restraint to this expressive zone. While Rahu pushes outward, Saturn holds back, creating a dynamic tension that gives Brandy depth and timing in how she asserts herself. She might be cautious about revealing too much or feel the weight of responsibility in how she speaks or initiates action. Saturn here gives her reactive control. She may hesitate before she acts, not out of fear, but because she's deeply aware of consequences. NLP-wise, this reflects a matching filter, a preference for procedure, and an emotionally self-regulating tone. She likely prefers to say things right rather than fast. Together, the Sun, Rahu, and Saturn in the third house give Brandy a unique communication signature. Expressive yet measured, bold yet ethical, intuitive yet disciplined. She likely values communication that serves a purpose and feels best when she's using her voice to create, guide, or uplift, not just to fill silence. There's a natural leadership here in how she shares ideas, and her greatest power lies in combining creative warmth with ethical gravity in everything she expresses. In the ninth house, Brandy has Ketu placed in Shatabisha, giving her a detached, visionary, and intuitively non-conforming relationship with truth, belief, and higher knowledge. The ninth house governs long-term wisdom, philosophy, spiritual worldview, and mentorship. And Ketu here suggests that Brandy may carry a natural skepticism toward traditional systems of belief, or a sense that she's already done the conventional path and is now seeking something subtler, deeper, or more aligned with her personal truth. Shatabhi, ruled by Rahu and associated with healing, secrecy, and unconventional insight, adds an analytic and metaphysical edge. Brandy likely processes wisdom through pattern recognition and intuitive deduction rather than formal doctrine. She may reject blind faith or inherited dogma, preferring instead to investigate truth through personal insight, emotional honesty, and life experience. NLP-wise, Ketu in this nakshatra supports dissociation, general chunking, and a solo learning preference. She absorbs wisdom not through direct instruction, but through quiet observation and self-guided reflection. She probably asks, what does this mean on a deeper level? Or what's the real pattern behind this? Her motivation direction here is often away from. She may instinctively move away from belief systems that feel too rigid, moralizing, or disconnected from emotional reality. This doesn't mean she's anti-spiritual, quite the opposite. She's likely deeply spiritual in her own way, but seeks understanding through inner experience rather than outer structure. This placement also gives her an intuitive grasp of timing, cycles, and the subtle laws that govern life beyond appearances, but she may not always articulate these things easily. Altogether, Ketu in the ninth house in Shatabisha gives Brandy a quietly powerful connection to hidden knowledge, subtle truths, and healing insight. She may be drawn to esoteric systems, emotional mystical frameworks, or psychological spiritual blends that honor complexity without forcing conformity. Her way of knowing is silent but certain, and her strength lies in her ability to hold ambiguity, seek clarity beyond structure, and trust the truths that reveal themselves when nothing else makes sense. Overall, NLP drives for Brandy. Brandy's NLP profile reflects a highly sensitive, emotionally intelligent, and internally guided personality, someone who blends emotional nuance with mental sharpness, and who learns, speaks, and acts from an intuitive sense of timing, tone, and internal alignment. Across her chart, there is a strong pull toward self-referencing patterns, deep emotional perception, and a highly attuned ability to read and interpret subtle psychological and energetic cues. Her dominant processing styles are kinesthetic and auditory digital, working in tandem. She likely experiences the world first through bodily and emotional cues, feeling whether something is off before consciously knowing why, and then translates those sensations into structured understanding through reflection and inner dialogue. She probably thinks in terms like, this doesn't sit right with me, or this fits with how I operate, relying on a combination of felt resonance and mental logic to make decisions. Her chunk size varies based on domain. In speech, creative expression, and values, second and third house planets, she leans specific, breaking things down, listening for nuance, adjusting tone and phrasing with care. In emotional processing and belief, first and ninth house, she moves into general chunking, sensing broader arcs, intuitive themes, and subtle, unspoken dynamics beneath surface behavior. This flexibility gives her strength in interpersonal, creative, and healing spaces. Brandy's motivation direction is a sophisticated blend of towards and away from. She moves towards emotional connection, meaningful communication, and creative alignment, especially where beauty, harmony, or authenticity are involved. Venus, Mercury, Rahu. At the same time, she instinctively moves away from energetic entanglement, false positivity, or moral rigidity, especially in belief systems or emotionally intense environments, Moon, Saturn, Ketu. This gives her strong emotional boundaries, even if they're silently held. Her frame of reference is deeply internal. She evaluates her decisions, connections, and expressions through her own emotional and ethical compass. Even when engaging others with warmth or charm, she's checking for resonance. Is this real for me? Or does this reflect my values? She may appreciate feedback, but doesn't depend on it. She likely trusts her own pacing and process, knowing that understanding and clarity arise when her body, emotions, and insight align. Her action style is a mix of reactive and proactive, depending on domain. In communication or creativity, third house Sun, Rahu, Saturn, she can be proactive, especially when she's inspired or feels a role must be filled. But emotionally, Moon in first, Ketu in ninth, she tends to act reactively, preferring to observe, absorb, and only speak or shift when something essential has landed inside her first. She may pause before speaking about emotions or beliefs, but when she does, it carries clarity and conviction. Her learning and work style favors solo or emotionally safe environments. She likely processes best in private, where she can feel her way through something before being asked to explain it. She may enjoy deep one-on-one conversations, writing, or expression that allows for nuance, but may struggle in chaotic, overly extroverted, or fast-paced environments that don't respect emotional rhythm or depth. In essence, Brandy emerges as someone who navigates life from the inside out, thinking, speaking, and acting from a finely tuned internal awareness. She blends empathy with structure, intuition with ethics, and sensitivity with resilience. Her NLP drives reveal a person built for subtle influence, creative clarity, and emotional depth, a quiet guide, a perceptive voice, and someone who leads not with volume, but with presence.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.